This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for Thursday, October 23rd. A large crowd is expected Tuesday at the Wyville City Council meeting as multiple business owners and residents affected by flooding are expected to attend. Elizabeth Castidi of the Donut Shop has turned into one of the harshest critics of the city, blaming council and staff after her restaurant flooded yet again during last week's storm. Mayoral candidate Mike Schachnick has been especially vocal about drainage problems and is using a photograph of a flooded section of Madison Street in his campaign materials. Councilman Josh Harris has reportedly started a write-in campaign for mayor based on flood concerns, although early voting is already underway. The meeting starts at 6:30 p.m. at City Hall Tuesday, and it can be viewed online or attended in person. Just over 100 people have taken advantage of the early voting option for the November 4th municipal elections. Voters may go to the Board of Elections office in the county complex on U.S. 701 North. Early voting runs through November 1st. An alleged drug trafficker was jailed Tuesday after a traffic stop near Bolton. Gary Robinson, age 24, of Chadbourne, was charged with trafficking in methamphetamines, possession of marijuana, resisting, and other felonies. He was held under no bond. The sheriff's office said narcotics agents captured Robinson after he allegedly tried to resist officers. He had a small quantity of heroin on his person when he was booked into the detention center. Brandon Tyler Butler, his father Ricky Dale Butler, and Cameron Quattlebaum were arrested on charges ranging from trafficking in opiates to possession of a firearm by a felon and marijuana paraphernalia. Look for more on this story on our website. Someone stole part of a load of Crusher Run from a Hallsboro diner, according to the sheriff's office. The owner of Gwen's Cafe took delivery of about $1,000 worth of driveway filler several weeks ago. She told investigators that the material has been disappearing on a regular basis since then. The sheriff's office is investigating. New congressional redistricting maps were approved in the State House and Senate this week. They will now become law without a signature from the governor. Columbus County will still be represented by Republican David Rauser. President Donald Trump called on all states with strong GOP leadership to redraw maps to balance out California's plan to send 5 additional Democrats to Washington. Saturday is one of the biggest days of the year for Tabor City, for Columbus County for that matter. The North Carolina Yam Festival gets underway Saturday in Tabor City. There'll be a street fair, music, food trucks, entertainment, a car show, one of the biggest car shows around actually, and the parade at 10 o'clock. There'll be the Kids Corner and much more going on as well. Head on down there to the border town and have a wonderful time. The Boys and Girls Home of North Carolina is going to host classy cars and country cooking on Saturday from 11 until 3 at the Boys and Girls Home Farm. There'll be a car show, food trucks, and lots of fun. Admission is free. Car registration will be from 9 to 11. Judging will be at 11 a.m. For car entries or vendor information, call 910-646-3083. New Life Community Church of Wyville will host a special service Saturday at the Tractor Supply parking lot in Wyville. There will be free hot dogs starting at 5 and candy bags for the kids. Service starts at 6. Saturday is Lake Waccamaw Safe Night from 6 to 8 p.m. If you're looking for trunk or treat, Halloween, or Harvest Festival events, we have a complete guide at ColumbusCountyNews.com. And for ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.